meeting for a oh sorry about that should have waited okay now we are starting officially I'd like to welcome you all to the board of directors meeting for Audeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which also operates Audeo Charter School 2, Audeo Charter School 3, Audeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, Mirrors Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Waylon Myers, chairman of the board, and I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take our roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. All right, 1.2 roll call. So Laura Barrera is excused. Chris Gordon.
Chris Gordon, CEO and founder of Re3, and I'm present.
Oh, great. Jim Hare.
Jim Hare, president of Perrin Hall, and I'm present.
I keep pronouncing your name Hare. It's that
It's a good German name, you know?
All right. Thanks, Jim. And then Christina Stevens is also excused. I'm Waylon Myers, present, obviously. I am the chairman of the board and also the CEO of Myers Media Group. Okay, Mary, would you like to introduce yourself and the staff?
I'd like to share that Laura has started a new position. And so she's a little challenged these days. And she asks your indulgence and understanding. And I reassured her that I would pass the message on and that you would understand the fact that she's getting settled in her new position, which is a very lovely position, incidentally.
Well, let her know we're excited for her and we miss her.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I will do that. Actually, I think you are acquainted with staff. We don't have any new staff to add.
Okay.
So that I can see.
And then we have our general counsel, Paul from from Young Mini and Core, right?
Paul is present.
Yeah.
I thought I saw him. Okay. Okay. So we're going to take a vote on the establishment of quorum. It looks to me like quorum has been established. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3? Either Chris or Jim.
This is I approve the motion.
You just make a motion. Say
I make motion. Motion. Yeah, I motion to approve. Okay.
Right. There you go. And then we say, do you have a second for this motion?
And do we have a Chris second Gordon for this motion?
No, I say that. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
We'll get it down.
Chris Gordon and I second the motion.
All right. Thank you, Chris. All right. Now we're going to conduct the vote via a roll call. So all those in favor of approving establishment of quorum, say aye. Chris Gordon.
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Hare.
Jim Hare, aye.
Waylon Myers says aye. That is a unanimous vote. All right. And now to 1.4, the Pledge of Allegiance. Everyone, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And when you're ready, Angela, we can begin. Okay.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of
the United States
of America. And to the Republic for which it stands one nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Definitely hard to get that synced up, isn't it? Let's see here. We get my camera readjusted. All right, there we go. Okay. Then let's go through the agenda. So item 1.5 is approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for the approval of the agenda with a recommendation from Mary Bixby?
I recommend approval.
Okay. Can I have a motion?
Chris Gordon, I motion to approve.
Can I have a second to that motion?
I second that motion. It's Jim Hare.
Okay, excellent. And then we'll take a vote on that. Chris Gordon?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Hare?
Jim Hare, aye.
And Waylon Myers, it says aye. That means that approval of agenda is approved. Now moving on to section 2.0, public comment. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Audeo Charter School Inc. Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In meetings held over Zoom, any person who wishes to make a comment on either non-agenda or agenda items shall use the raise hand feature of the Zoom to notify the board. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur at this time. but it is the board's prerogative to respond or to give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Section 2.1 is the non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda?
We are aware of none, Waylon.
Okay, I don't see any hands raised on the Zoom. So we will move to the next section, 2.2, agenda items public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak on the board to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on agenda items?
We're aware of none, Waylon.
Thanks, Mary. I don't see any hands raised either. Okay, moving on. Section 3.0, closed session. So the section 3.1 is board chairman announcement regarding the closed section. That's what I'm just about to do. We will now move to a closed session to address the following items, which was 3.2.1. It's a conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph 2 or 3 of subdivision D of section 54956.9. It's a single case. And I believe we do the public comment before we move to closed session. I believe that's what we're doing. Is that right, Lynn? Okay, so section 3.2, public comment on closed session items. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the closed session items. 3.21, speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Is there anyone that's going to make a public comment there? Okay, I don't see any hands raising. All right, so we will be moving to closed session, and it is currently 1:09 p.m. and we will be back soon. Okay, here we go. Click the join button for those board members. Okay, we're coming back in. Make sure everybody gets back in here. I think I see everybody back in. We'll do a quick, we're returning to open session. Section 4.1 now, report out of action taken in closed section, if any. So first, I'm going to take the quick roll call to make sure everybody's here. Chris Gordon.
Chris Gordon, present.
And Jim Herr.
Jim Herr, present.
And Waylon Myers, present. All right, so we're resuming session at 1:43 p.m. I can report out that no action was taken in the closed session. We're now moving on to the board comments and announcements. Section 5.0, board comments and announcements. From time to time, each board member may have topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informal in nature and do not require action. Are there any further announcements or comments from board members?
No.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Our next board meeting is on Thursday, June 22nd, 2023 at 8 a.m. Please make a note of that in your calendar.
That'll be a longer meeting because it's the annual meeting. And I just want to remind you about graduation. You'll be getting more specifics about it, graduation, if you wish to attend. But there's going to be a tent over us, so it won't quite be as hot as last year. I know it gets very warm, but we're very excited about it. It's a blessing, and every staff member is so proud. It's a wonderful day for us. And once again, I understand that counting the kids that graduate in August, that we'll have programs-wide, approximately 1,000 graduates, which awesome. Is a blessing, just a blessing. So,
yeah, it's a great thing to go and experience. So I definitely recommend that to Chris and Jim to come and do that. really cool.
And we arrange for your cap and gown. So you just tell us where you graduated from and we'll set everything up and it's all ironed there for you and everything. You don't have to do anything.
All right.
And there's two graduations. One is, there's just two because there's so many kids. So you can come for just one or you can come for two if you'd like. Or if you can't make it, we understand that too.
Okay. All right. I'm moving to section 6.0 adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Chris Gordon, motion to adjourn.
And do I have a second for that motion?
I second that motion. This is Jim Herr.
Okay. And then all those in favor say aye or nay, are aye. Let me go down the list here. Chris Gordon?
Chris Gordon, aye.
Jim Herr?
Jim Herr, aye.
And Waylon Myers is aye. That is it. We have closed session. That is the end of the meeting. Anything else, Mary? Or are we all done?
Nothing. Thank you all.
Okay. Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah,
thanks,
love you Paul. For being here. Thank you.
Good to see you all.
Thanks. Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.